Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, September 12th. A massive star in a nearby galaxy may have winked out of existence with little or no pyrotechnics. Instead of blasting itself to bits as a supernova, leaving behind a neutron star or black hole, it skipped the blasting stage. Instead, the entire star collapsed to form a black hole. VFTS-243 is a binary system in the Large Magellanic Cloud, a companion galaxy to the Milky Way. One member is a star that's about 24 times as massive as the Sun and more than 150,000 times brighter. The other is a black hole about 10 times the Sun's mass. A team of astronomers looked for evidence that the star that formed the black hole had exploded as a supernova, the likely fate of most stars at least 8 times the Sun's mass. The supernova forms when the star's core collapses and its outer layers fall inward, then rebound. Such a blast would leave a cloud of debris. It might also give the black hole a strong kick away from the companion star. The astronomers found no evidence of either. There was no debris from an explosion. And the bright star and the black hole follow an almost circular orbit around each other. That suggests there was little or no interaction between them when the black hole formed. Almost the entire mass of the star must have collapsed to form the black hole. So the star that gave birth to the black hole in VFTS-243 might simply have vanished from the sky. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.